Welcome to the One Church Podcast. Within this podcast, you'll encounter content that will instill hope, fortify your faith, offer practical real-life insights, spread the love of Jesus, and inspire you to fulfill your unique purpose. So now, please stay tuned as we prepare to delve into this week's message.
Ephesians chapter 3. You guys ready? I'm just going to read from the NLT version, just to have a context and where we are. When I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the benefit of Gentiles, assuming, by the way, that you know, God gave me the special responsibility of extending his grace to you Gentiles. In verse 3, as I briefly wrote earlier, God himself revealed his mysterious plan to me. Everyone say, mysterious plan. Verse 4, as you read what I have written, you will understand my insight into this plan regarding Christ. God did not reveal it to previous generations, but now by his Spirit, he has revealed it to his holy apostles and prophets. Verse 6, and this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessing because they belong to Christ Jesus. Verse 7, by God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving him by spreading this good news. Verse 8, though I am the least deserving of all God's people, he graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Verse 11, this was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. And verse 12, because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. Amen. Praise God. And Paul is telling the church, please don't lose heart because of my trials here. I'm suffering for you, so you should feel honored. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just thank God for the word of God? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just titled my message. I don't see a title. It's okay. There we go. God's plan. I really struggle with titles, you know. So I was listening to a Bible teacher that I love. Yeah, he's with the Lord now, and he says that he goes all around the world to preach, and you know, every time he would say that, you know, the organizers it could be a convention or a Bible study, they would always ask for titles, and you know, it's not like, you know, they are pretty much speaking 365 days, and he said it's very hard to give a title because sometimes when you go to the venue, you know, it's something different that God places in their heart. And he would just used to give a blanket title saying, God is good, right? God is good. That would be the title that he would give to all the organizers. And, once he gets there, you know, he would just go to his topic. So I always struggle with titles, but I think I just decided to make it very plain. You know, it talks about God's plan. Amen. Praise God. And we have been studying from chapter 1 and chapter 3, and we just finished Ephesians in detail. Everyone who didn't come on Fridays, you guys missed it, because that was a very detailed and a blessed 6 sessions that we had as we were studying the Ephesians together. And studying the Word of God is very important. Meditating on the Word of God is very important because this is life, and this is the foundation that we stand on. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to just stick with verse 6, and it says over here, and this is God's plan. Amen. Praise God. Before I go into what Paul is talking here regarding God's mysterious plan, I would like to remind, as I was preparing a message, I was just prompted to encourage you to let you know that God has a plan. Amen. Hallelujah. And more specifically, God has a plan for each one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. God has a plan for each one of our lives. Now, interestingly, you know, Isaiah 55, 8 to 10, it talks about the plan of God. Amen. Praise God. I know that this week is going to be a week where, you know, the kids are off from school, from college, and we have plans, right? We have short-term plans and we have long-term plans. Again, I'm so bad at planning. You know, if you were to ask our family, what are we doing this summer for vacation? No plans, right? But if I were to ask some of you, you would take out your calendar and you would say what your plans are, because, you know, for most of you, you probably would have to do that because you need to get days off from work. So that kind of planning is good, right? So we have a planned calendar for our church. And whenever we do the planning, we always say, you know, we plan those days and we plan those dates. And we just say that, like, you know, God, let your hand be upon this plan. Right? In the same way, you know, in Isaiah 55, 8 to 10, it says over here, I'm just going to read that, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Just think about that verse. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you have been thinking this morning ever since you woke up? Amen. Multiple thoughts, right? So many things that came through your mind. What are you going to do the next minute? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go for lunch? You know, what are you going to do this evening? How is this week going to be? You know, random thoughts, you know. Probably sometimes thoughts that you couldn't control, you know. And it says over here, whatever you're thinking, guess what? God's thoughts are much higher than that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, is that good or bad? That's a good thing, right? It should be good because our God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says that my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. It's far beyond your imagination, far beyond what you have planned, far beyond what you have thought about yourself in your own life. The Word of God says that His ways are far beyond anything that you can imagine. Hallelujah. Praise God. His ways are higher than your ways. Hallelujah. So this morning, amen, praise God, we should find rest in the presence of God, knowing that, amen, praise God, that He has a great and marvelous plan for you. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God because, amen, hallelujah, it is not your thoughts, but it is His thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is not your ways, but it is His ways. Amen. Provided that you surrender your life into the hands of God. Amen. Praise God. Provided you cry out and you pray, God, have your way in my life. Amen. Praise God. I always would like to pray this prayer, even for gatherings and even my own life and my family. Lord, have your way in my life. Because my thinking and my ways are limited to my human thinking and my understanding of the world around me. Hallelujah. But I serve a God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who is greater. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is all powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. He is God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise God. And He is faithful. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has a track record that is proven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Looking into our own lives, we see that so many times our plans have failed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you look back into your lives, you can see some of our plans have failed. Hallelujah. We had great plans and we had great thoughts, But somehow those plans failed. Hallelujah. And we saw the hand of God moving in different ways. Amen. Praise God. I never in my wildest dream thought I would land in the United States of America. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was born in the Middle East, went back to India because I'm from India. And I thought, you know, I'll finish my education. I'll probably go back to the Middle East because, you know, that's where I was born, you know, it's better, in a better life, you know, Middle East referring to, it could be Dubai, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, all these countries, you know, but God had different plans, amen, hallelujah, and my plans, hallelujah, did not work out, amen, praise God, because I couldn't even imagine, amen, praise God. The Spirit of God wants to encourage us this morning, hallelujah, saying that, hallelujah, don't be stuck and don't be depressed and don't look down because your works and your plans did not work out, hallelujah. You had certain thoughts in your life, amen, praise God. It talks about Jeremiah 29:11. It says that, for I know the plans I have for you, hallelujah, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope, amen, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Our God is an all-powerful God, hallelujah. And His plans are great, hallelujah. He has a plan for your personal life, amen. He has a plan for your marriage, hallelujah. He has a plan for your children, amen, hallelujah. He has a plan even for you in your singleness. Praise God, hallelujah. He has a plan for you for your old age, amen, hallelujah. He has a plan for this entire world. Amen. Hallelujah. He has a plan for this earth that we are living in. And more than anything, He has a plan for the church. Hallelujah. His own church. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Has a great plan for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. So your prayer and my prayer should be, Lord, let your plans, hallelujah, amen, praise God, hallelujah, be accomplished in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we just pray that, hallelujah, that our plans, it's not our plans, that our plans will be in the plan of God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's kind of like, you know, our plans are nested in the plan of God, amen. Sometimes we don't like when our plans get messed up, amen, hallelujah. And sometimes it's hard for us to accept the plans of God, but let me tell you, hallelujah, God is full of wisdom, hallelujah. As we read over here, you know, his wisdom is great and glorious and unlimited, hallelujah. Praise God. We cannot fathom, hallelujah, the wisdom of God. And it is better to be in the hands of God, hallelujah. It is better to walk in His ways, hallelujah. So we have to commit our ways, as the Word of God, hallelujah, challenges us, that we have to commit our ways into the hands of God, hallelujah. And He will ordain our steps and He will bless our life. Praise God, hallelujah. So this morning, if there is anyone, hallelujah, sitting here trying to figure out, hallelujah, you are concerned about how your future is going to be, let me tell you, hallelujah, if you surrender your life into the hands of God, hallelujah, praise God, He will let you know what His plans are, hallelujah. He will guide you and lead you in His ways, hallelujah, because He is a faithful Father, hallelujah. He is a Father, hallelujah, who wants the good, hallelujah, in each one of our lives. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. He wants to bless you, hallelujah. He wants to prosper you, hallelujah. And He wants you to be fruitful, hallelujah. He wants to fulfill the calling that He has for you in your own life, hallelujah. As I told you, He has a plan for your marriage, hallelujah. He has a plan for your kids, hallelujah. No matter what you see right now in your face, hallelujah. You might be thinking, Lord, why things are going this way, hallelujah. This is not the way that I figured out, and this is not the way that I planned, hallelujah. But would you say that, Lord, have your way in the midst of this confusion, hallelujah. Lord, have your way, hallelujah, in the midst of this crisis, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, show me your way, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. When you cry out in the presence of God, hallelujah, He will show His ways, hallelujah, praise God. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you, amen, hallelujah. The paths of God are very different, amen, hallelujah, than our paths. Hallelujah. The direction that you're supposed to take, amen, in your lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes you have to give yourself into the hands of God. Hallelujah. And He will direct your path. Hallelujah. The path that you have chosen might be in the wrong direction. Hallelujah. And you might find yourself, hallelujah, stuck in life. But praise God, hallelujah, it is God trying to remind you and trying to tell you, son, come back into the presence of God. Dear child of God, come back into the presence of God, hallelujah. I have a better plan for you, hallelujah. No matter what the enemy tells you, hallelujah, don't believe the lies of the enemy, hallelujah, because the plans of God for you are greater, hallelujah. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Psalms 37 says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you are in the presence of God with this assurance and faith and trust in Him that His plans and His ways for you are higher and greater. Hallelujah. Praise God. That will lead you to be still in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. That will give you the confidence, hallelujah, to run to the presence of God, hallelujah, and to cry out, hallelujah, and to wait patiently, hallelujah, for Him to act on your behalf, hallelujah. Praise God. Because sometimes we, hallelujah, because of the lack of patience, hallelujah, we act immaturely, hallelujah, and we act before time, and we find ourselves in trouble, hallelujah. So the word of God says that be still in the presence of God and wait patiently for Him to act. Hallelujah. As we read the word of God, we can see examples after examples of how God intervened into the lives of people. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Hannah, who was childless. Hallelujah. She was barren. Hallelujah. She was not able to give birth. Hallelujah. And she cried out in the presence of God. Amen. Praise God. But God had a better idea. Hallelujah. He had greater plans. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, as Hannah was going through that period of barrenness, hallelujah, as she was being ridiculed, hallelujah, as she was being attacked verbally, hallelujah, as she was verbally abused, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, as she was rejected, hallelujah, God had a plan in every crisis that she was facing, hallelujah. Sometimes we cannot see, hallelujah, the future ahead of us, hallelujah, when we are going through these situations, hallelujah, but we see that, hallelujah, there was a promise that was given to Hannah, and that was Prophet Samuel, hallelujah, who came to be one of the greatest prophets, hallelujah, for the land of Israel, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, who can orchestrate, hallelujah, these kind of great marvelous plans other than our God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, every crisis, hallelujah, every situation that you go through, hallelujah, you might think, Lord, it is not working on my behalf, hallelujah, I cannot see the future, hallelujah, I think I don't have any hope, hallelujah, what is my end going to be like, hallelujah, what am I going to do in this situation, hallelujah, let me tell you, church, hallelujah, wait patiently in the presence of God, hallelujah, trusting, hallelujah, amen, in the promises of God, hallelujah, believing that, hallelujah, the God who called you, hallelujah, is faithful, hallelujah, and He is able to keep you, hallelujah, until the end, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, can we believe in the promises of God, hallelujah. God is good. God has a plan for each one of our lives, and we should be able to rest in that assurance this morning. Amen. Praise God. Coming to verse 6. And God had a plan. Praise God. The next few minutes, I would just like to give you a timeline of the salvation plan that God had in His mind. Even in the last chapter, last week, Pastor Georgie spoke, you know, are we one church? Amen. It talks about the unity, the hostility that existed in those days between the Jewish people and the Gentiles. More than anything, Paul, throughout the book of Ephesians, is trying to draw and convey, hallelujah, the truths regarding God's eternal plan. Praise God. God's mysterious plan, he calls, you know. It's been a secret, you know. Hallelujah. A secret that was hidden, Amen. Hallelujah. But revealed now to the apostles. Hallelujah. And to the prophets. Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to give a timeline. Amen. Hallelujah. That God had a plan. Hallelujah. Praise God. Since the creation of this world. Amen. Praise God. We see that in 4004 BC, the creation and fall of mankind into sin. Then we see Cain and Abel, you know, from 4003 BC to 3074. And then we see Noah and the flood. Praise God. Hallelujah. In all this, we can see the perfect plan of God being executed. At some point, as we read and as we closely look at this timeline, we would even think, God, where are you in these moments? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we see that after the call of Abraham, God blesses Abraham. And we see that the birth of the nation of Israel and how they move from their promised land to Egypt. And we see the exodus of this people from the land of Egypt and how they again reconquer and conquer the promised land that God had promised them. Then we see there was a period of the time of judges to rule over the nation of Israel. And we see the great King David and King Solomon. And then how after that these kingdoms were divided. I'm just giving you a timeline of the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. The northern kingdom is destroyed in 721 BC. The southern kingdom is defeated and taken into exile. And then there is the exile of the children of Israel because of their disobedience, and they are away from the presence of God and they go into exile. And then in 539 BC, it's the return of these people, a handful of people. They came back into the land and the rebuilding of the temple. And in 400 BC, the last prophetic message before Christ. And in 6 BC, in between 6 BC and 4 BC, we see Jesus Christ's birth. Amen. Hallelujah. And after that, we see the ministry of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. And then after that, hallelujah, praise God, his ascension and his promise that he's going to come back. And then we come into the book of Acts where we see Pentecost and we see Saul, you know, the Paul that we're talking about, the person who wrote this this epistle, his conversion and his missionary journey and hallelujah and the saving work of Jesus, the salvation, the good news about Jesus Christ is preached since then to this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's said that Jesus' last living disciple, John, dies around 180. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why did I just give you a timeline of all this? It's because, you know, God had his plan. Hallelujah. Ever since this world was created. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is constantly working. Hallelujah. Sometimes you might not see it. Hallelujah. But God is constantly working. Hallelujah. Through the pages of history, we can see that. Hallelujah. Through the pages of this Bible, we can see that the hand of God is constantly working. That's why Paul says over here, you know, this mystery, this great secret, and this mystery is nothing other than Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is now revealed. It is now revealed to the apostles and to the prophets. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I always pray, God, reveal the truths of the word to me. Hallelujah. Amen. We could be coming and listening to the word of God. We could be reading from the word of God, but still unable to understand the truth of the word of God. Because it says very clearly, it is the Spirit of God that reveals, that opens up, amen, the truths, hallelujah, to you. Amen, hallelujah. You know, we read about the account of Peter because he's the first one who got this divine revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Amen, hallelujah. The Israelites, you know, they thought Jesus Christ to be another political leader. Even the disciples, you know, once they were called to follow Jesus Christ, they didn't totally understand because they were thinking in a natural realm. They're thinking about a natural kingdom, an earthly kingdom that Jesus Christ is going to set up. But later on, they figured out that he's not talking about an earthly kingdom, but he's talking about a spiritual kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see that. Amen. Hallelujah. It is of great importance that we cry out. The Spirit of God gives us that revelation to understand the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And this truth has been revealed to Paul. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's so excited and eager. Amen. To share this revelation, this truth, because this truth is life-changing. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we see that, hallelujah, that this has been in working since the creation. Hallelujah. It's been going through all this timeline. Hallelujah. God has been working out his plan. Hallelujah. Which was hidden, which was kept as a secret, but he decided to reveal this secret. Hallelujah. To his people. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it is a great privilege. Amen. That we get to know Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's a great privilege. Hallelujah. That we know Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's a great privilege that we experience Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not just as any other person. Hallelujah. But as your own personal Savior. And to see the great work that he has done for each one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We see that here, you know, the Jews and the Gentiles, you know, we all know who the Jewish people are. You know, this one man called Abraham was called out in Genesis 12, when it says, Lord, the Lord had said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. And the families, all the families on earth will be blessed through you. Praise God. We see that one man was called out. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He was not a worshiper of the one true God. It is said that his family was into idol worship. They worshipped idols. They even made idols. He was from a land called Ur. Hallelujah. In Mesopotamia. Happened to be the first non-civilization to mankind. Hallelujah. He was called out from that. Amen. Praise God for the plans of God. Hallelujah. That's why I said our plans are greater, not greater. God's plans are greater and higher than our ways and plans. Hallelujah. Amen. But you have to, hallelujah, surrender your life. Amen. Abraham decided to obey the voice that he heard, probably a voice that he never heard. Hallelujah. Based on his family background. Hallelujah. Praise God. He heard the voice of God. Hallelujah. And he decided to leave his country. He decided to leave his family. Hallelujah. He decided to leave his friends. Hallelujah. And he decided to go to a land that he has never seen. Hallelujah. But just trusting in the voice of God. Hallelujah. Praise God for the plans of God to come into effect in your life. Amen. Praise God. You might have to take those steps of faith. Hallelujah. That God is asking you to do. Amen. Praise God. We see that God used Abraham, hallelujah, to form the great nation of Israel, hallelujah. And God's plan and purpose was to show to the rest of the world that this is how the child of God, a godly nation is supposed to be. He was working out the plan. But the Jewish people thought that, hallelujah, they were special and they were the select people. And they kept that salvation. They kept this God to themselves, even though Old Testament, we see provisions for the Gentiles. Anyone who is a non-Jewish person, they could become a Jewish person, or they could become a believer. Hallelujah. But they never understood the great plan of God. Hallelujah. That's why even the disciples, when they were called, you know, they asked Jesus, Lord, when you're going to come back, when are you going to set up this earthly kingdom? And he said that it is not about this earthly kingdom. I'm talking to you about a kingdom that is from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is faithful. Hallelujah. And he has called each one of us, hallelujah, to this great plan. Hallelujah. He has called us, hallelujah, and he has revealed us who Jesus Christ is, the truth. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God, hallelujah, who died for the sins of each one of us. Hallelujah. He redeemed us, hallelujah, by his precious blood. Amen. We see that in parallel with the plan of God, there's always as another kingdom that is actively working against the plan of God. Amen. Hallelujah. praise God. And it is none other than the kingdom of darkness. We see that Satan has been constantly working against the plan of God. He knew this, amen, because once that fall happened in the garden, amen, hallelujah, God told Satan that the seed of the woman is going to crush your head. That was the first promise given to mankind. And from that day onwards, hallelujah, Satan has been actively working, hallelujah, to ruin mankind, hallelujah. You know, there came Noah, and Noah was the only one person who feared God. That entire generation got wiped out. The enemy completely ruined their generation because they were away from God. And then again we see, even though the enemy was actively working against the plan of God, hallelujah, he knew that there's going to be a seed coming out from the woman, hallelujah, and he was scared and he was trying to destroy, hallelujah, mankind. We see that Abraham came, hallelujah, and he knew that, hallelujah, the seed was going to come through him. And we see Jacob coming in, hallelujah, and again the entire land of Israelite, they are going to go into a famine, and he thought that he could destroy, but God in his divine wisdom sent Joseph ahead of this famine, hallelujah. God's plans are greater, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let me remind you, hallelujah. If God has given you a promise in your life, hallelujah, the enemy could work, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, with every strength that he has, hallelujah, but it would not be, hallelujah, fulfilled. The plan of God will prevail, hallelujah. We see as Satan actively working, hallelujah, in the life of Moses, we see, amen, hallelujah, again the nation of Israel, they're going into captivity, hallelujah, but there too, hallelujah, God is selecting and he's calling Moses, hallelujah, as a savior to that land. And we see David and Samuel, and we see through the entire New Testament, we see that the enemy is constantly working, trying to somehow destroy this seed, hallelujah. And even in the New Testament, we see that, hallelujah, King Herod, when he was given the news about this baby or a great king who is going to be born, he tried to destroy the firstborn, hallelujah. But praise God, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, came through. Amen, hallelujah. Is there a promise that you have heard from the presence of God? Let me remind you, hallelujah, God is working for you. Amen, amen, hallelujah. So this was the great plan that God had in his mind. Amen, hallelujah, that is Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And as I told you earlier, you know, we are one in Christ Jesus. Verses 6, I'm just going to read that one more time, and I'm going to close here soon. And this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Hallelujah. Praise God. Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessing because they belong to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can we just put our hands together? Hallelujah. And can we just thank God because we are one in Christ? Hallelujah. This is the great mystery. This is the great secret that was revealed, hallelujah, to the apostles and to the prophets. Praise God. Hallelujah. This great mystery. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are one in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are one in Christ. We are part of the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says over here, the three things that the Gentiles, you know, that God has granted to the Gentiles, you know, that they should be fellow heirs, or they're partakers, you know, they have become one, you know. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You were abandoned. Hallelujah. But you have been adopted into the family of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the blessing that you inherit. Hallelujah. Being the child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the same body, as it says in Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male or female, for ye all are one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. There is only one body of Christ. It is made up of all true believers in Jesus Christ. And Jesus has broken down every racial barrier that man has ever built up against someone of other color or race. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is powerful to erase those barriers. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the greatest mystery that was revealed to this world. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are one in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in verse 10 it says that, and God's purpose in all this, it was to use the church. Use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. It says in, I believe it's in 1 Peter, where it says that, you know, the angels love to look into the great plan of God. They didn't have an entire idea. You know, they are just messengers of God. You know, the angels love to look into this mysterious plan about the salvation that God had planned out. Amen. Hallelujah. And God wants to use the church to display the wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. Just imagine, hallelujah, the angels, you know, human beings are just created one step below the angelic being, as we read in the book of Hebrews. Amen. Hallelujah. And they, hallelujah, it was not revealed to them. Hallelujah. They just saw the entire plan of God being worked out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we get to hear the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have heard the gospel and we have probably responded to the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. As the worship team comes, amen. Praise God. Praise God. You have to understand that God has a plan for each one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You are in the plan of God. He has not forgotten you. Amen. Hallelujah. His ways are higher than your ways, and his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Amen. Praise God. This morning, if you are in the presence of God, not sure how your future is going to be, you're trying to figure out why things are going the way, a certain way it is going, let me remind you, amen, hallelujah, God has a plan for you. Amen. We see the constant hand of God working through the ages. Amen, hallelujah. Where he promised that one day the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And that was accomplished on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Where Jesus Christ was lifted up. Hallelujah. And Satan's, hallelujah, power and strength was crushed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the great mystery that both Gentiles and Jews, amen, hallelujah, no matter from where, which nationality, hallelujah, no matter what culture, no matter what race, hallelujah, everything has been wiped out by the blood of Jesus Christ. For you have been adopted into the family of God, hallelujah, that we are one in Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, praise God. We know that we live in a world that is divided, hallelujah. And it is getting even worse and worse. Hallelujah. Based on so many ideologies. Hallelujah. There is division. Hallelujah. We see divisions in the nations and divisions in countries and even divisions in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Paul is making this appeal one more time. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we shouldn't forget. Amen. Hallelujah. Who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And that we are one in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can all stand up in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you just commit your life this morning into the hands of God? You might not know. Or you might be asking, Lord, what is my future? future. But what am I supposed to do? Let me tell you, commit your ways to Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And this morning, if there is anyone, you have heard about Jesus Christ, but you haven't fully surrendered your life to Jesus, praise God, I urge you, amen, hallelujah, make that decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, amen, hallelujah, to surrender all your plans. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, because our God is a righteous God. Amen. Hallelujah. He cannot do anything wrong. But we have done so many things against the plan of God, against the will of God, and that makes us unrighteous. And a righteous God can never let go unrighteousness. He can never let go unrighteousness unpunished because He's a righteous God. Have you ever thought about that? Because our God is just and He is righteous. Thank God our God is righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's another side to it. As I told you, because our God is righteous and He cannot do anything wrong, He cannot lie, He keeps His promises. And if we look into our own lives, we see that we have failed. And that's why the Word of God says that there is none righteous. There's not even one person who is righteous. You're not comparing yourself with your neighbor. When you stand in the presence of God, when you stand in the presence of all righteous God, we all fall short. And because God is a righteous God, He cannot let that go. Because He is just. And there has to be a punishment. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why God had to work out. God had this great plan. Amen, hallelujah. Ever since the fall of mankind, God had this great plan. And His mysterious and secret that He had kept a secret was revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. He came into this world. He became human being. He became man. He went on the cross. He died for your sins. He took the punishment that you deserved. And that punishment was eternal separation from the presence of God because you fell short. And there is no way we can work out our own salvation. Amen. Praise God. And for anyone who puts their faith in Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. What happens is that your penalty, the price that you are supposed to pay, Jesus has paid in full. Amen, hallelujah, for the penalty of your sin. And He gives His righteousness because we can never stand in the presence of God with our own righteousness. And He has given His righteousness so that we can boldly come. That's why it's said over here. So now, you can boldly come into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because it's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because He gave His life for you to make you free, to give you the freedom that He has in mind for you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week on the One Church Podcast. Be sure to tune in next week. We hope you found value in this podcast, and we'd appreciate you sharing us with others and telling your friends and family to follow along with us on Spotify and other platforms. Our prayer and hope is that this podcast and the content that we produce can reach countless lives. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube and Spotify at One Church LI. That is One Church LI. And visit us at our website, onechurchonline.com. onechurchonline.com. Here at One Church, our vision is to see Jesus, and we exist to reach the one with the love of Jesus, and for all to live like Jesus. So we want to see Jesus in you and in each other. And we pray and believe there is more for you.